Hello,
and welcome to the center of Death Valley. We're not in sync tonight.
No, I can barely breathe after we just did this episode after the last episode.
This is the third.
Probably be a week in between, but I just destroyed my voice with a stupid character.
I'm so mad about it, too.
If you listen to last week's episode, then you know the character. This is the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct podcast.
And variety show.
I'm John.
I'm Dave.
And I'm not going to do that this time, I promise.
Please don't.
You had something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about folklore from Wales.
Tales from Wales.
Yeah,
Tales from Wales. We'll figure out the episode name for this one.
Yeah.
It'll be the price of meth in Philippines. That's what the name of this one will be.
So, I've been reading a book. It's an interesting book. It's a book I felt like I've read before, but I've never picked up in my life.
Da?
Yeah, the Magenbon. Da?
Da.
Okay. And...
Da. Is that what they say? No, that's German. Ja. What do the Russians do?
These are... I think you were right with the da.
Oh, is it? Da.
Da. Da. Da.
Da.
Da.
Sorry, go ahead. I mean, call my rat. What was that character's name again?
Kozlov?
Kozlov. Go ahead, comrade. Your big, muscular friend, Kozlov, is here to listen to your...
Who also smokes meth.
Incorrect. No. Wait, do I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you did.
I smoke so much meth I forget, usually.
Okay.
Go ahead. I do not want to distract you. Siki Blet, what are you doing? Tell me a story.
Okay, tell me a story. I guess I'm stuck in this situation where I have to tell Kozlov the meth smoking
rat. Duh.
Oh my god. Okay.
Don't worry, I will be eating cabbage while you tell me stuff. Tales from Wales.
Tales from Wales. The book's called the the Magenbon. Magenbongen. Magenbongen.
He's not the radish.
No, it's not radish. It's definitely not a radish. You can calm down.
Oh, good.
There's no radishes in these stories. There's pigs.
Mm.
Pigs coming to the islands are really important. They're from like.
Kozlov likes pigs.
Some of these stories are from like. 52 AD.
Kozlov eats pig and become bigger. More manly. So important pigs in Wales. Duh.
Duh. So let's talk about Math, son of Mather. His name is Math. And he's the king. And he's got this sickness. So he has to keep his feet on virgins' laps.
Oh, I like this sickness.
Like, he had to have sex with him, but he...
Is it contagious?
No, it's not.
That's unfortunate.
He was born with it.
Oh, lucky man. It is good to be king.
Definitely. And he's this king of the small area in Wales, northern Wales. And, he's got these cousins, Groth and Grother.
I like these names.
And they like his virgin a lot. So they come and rape her.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they rape Math's virgins. Virgin.
And so he proceeded to rip their guts out like so many turnips, yes?
No. He turned them one into a male deer and one into a female deer and made them go have babies in the woods. And they had one baby and they brought it back and he turned it back into a human. and baptized it in the name of the Lord, and then he turned them into pigs and made them do the same thing again, but this time he reversed their genders. One was male, one was female, and then he sent them back out into the woods to make another baby and come back to him, and they did. And then he did this a third time, this time as wolves, and he did it a third time, and he baptized the kid a third time. And this time he was like, you've done this enough, now you can be human again.
What the...
Aren't whales' tails interesting?
Caldwell is
confused.
He's very, very perplexed. That's had many layers, like onion, and like ogre. And much like ogre, it had a rape inside of it. I didn't like that at all.
Oh, he married the girl who got raped, and had a kid with her.
And these are the tales that you want to tell from Wales.
Yes.
Oh, God. Kotlov has not smoked enough meth for this.
Maybe you should send John back. He's able to handle this kind of shit.
In Soviet Russia, story traumatizes you.
John's more used to rape than you are, Kozlov. You shouldn't have to...
John likes it. I am much more tender man.
Yes, I can tell. You almost want to cry.
I am a big, big Russian teddy bear that likes meth. And little Filipinos.
Do you and Pedro...
Oh, da. Me and Pedro, da. Me and Pedro, da. Da, 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 da.
Okay, I've learned too much about you. This stupid voice needs to end. You need to go. This has gotten too...
I'm currently being drafted for war anyway. I must go. I go now.
All right, you have a good
before
day.
Before Putin come down.
Yeah, I don't need Putin on the podcast.
Rah, rah, Rasputin. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, John.
We were just talking about rape.
Oh, good. I came at the right time. Oh, boy. All right, let me settle in. Pull up a nice, refreshing hit of coyote weed and listen to
these tales from Wales.
These relaxing tales.
Of men being turned into pigs and having to be forced to make babies.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
See, I knew you would appreciate these tales from Wales.
Well, I mean, you know who wrote those tales, right?
People in Wales.
Yeah.
These are oral traditions. Passed down.
You know who started them, right?
Who?
You know what my full name is?
No.
John O'Malley. What's a fucking Welsh name?
Knight? Or like
Wingendingen.
Wingendingen. Because we have to offend some group of people in every episode.
My full name is actually John Wong O'Malley Wingendingen.
Of course it is.
Because I hail from Wales originally.
Yeah, I didn't realize you hail from Wales. Does that mean I also hail from Wales?
No, you hail from hell. You're a demon, I'm a Muppet.
I didn't realize
that. Muppets are famously from Wales.
I fucking hate you. You're ruining
me. I used to rule over the place with an iron fist made of fuzz.
Oh, like King Bran the Giant.
Yeah,
He married off his sister to the King of Ireland.
Yeah.
But his little brother was a dick like Loki.
A trickster.
Yeah, so he cut the lips on all of the King of Ireland's horses.
Oh my god.
So Bram had to replace the horses.
Those horses.
Yeah, I know, it was horrible.
Sad nay for the horses. F in chat, listeners, F in chat. There's no chat. Maybe I'll make a poll that's just F in chat, and they can say F, F and that's it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. F for the horses in chat.
Yeah. F to pay respects.
I think this episode will be called F for the horses.
That could be really confusing.
Yeah, I like it, though.
People might think it's about something else.
That's fine.
Maybe F-ing, F-ing the horses.
They'll be really curious.
F for the horses.
F for the horses. F for the horses in chat. That's the name of the episode.
F for the horses in chat. That's like that episode that I... it was like season 2 finale, super special, ultra Fortnite Roblox card. $17 Fortnite Roblox card. Or what the fuck ever it was.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, any more whale tales?
No, we're still talking about King Bram. So he had to
King
replace...
Clam.
King Bram.
King... Oh, yep.
Yeah, so he had to replace the horses. And, his sister goes to Ireland with the king. And for the first 2 years, it's pretty good. And then on the third year, his court's like, you know, they did all that shit to our horses.
You hate to see it.
Are you going to say hoity-toity?
Hoity-toity-toy.
I knew it was coming. At the moment I brought up Ireland. And so the King of Ireland was like,
somebody come give this poor lipless horse a draft of Guinness. Right away.
I'm gonna need you queued up in a second to say something bad. And so the king of Ireland is like, all right, send her to the kitchen as the cook. And let the butcher slap the shit out of her every day. Please? In Irish for us? Come on, I know you have it in you.
Oh, somebody needs to send that... Can't do it anymore.
Come on, you can do it. You did Pedro. You can do this. You love making fun of the Irish. You love making fun of the Irish. Come on. It's your favorite fucking pastime. You are on Facebook and troll their groups.
You know what would be a good bit to crack? We send that wee cunt over there down to the kitchen. Having to make us some soup, and if she doesn't, we give her a swift kick in the arse. Was that good enough?
Yeah, it was good enough. And so she gets sent down to the kitchen, and the butcher bitch slaps her every day for 2 years.
Turns her ass into a shamrock.
Yeah, he just he like wears her out.
He's like the great 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 grandfather of fucking what's his name, the UFC, the
yeah Conor McGregor.
He's just wearing like short fucking boxers and half a chub, just like, oh, you got me in a good mood today, lassie. You got me in a good mood today, lassie. You think I'm not willing to slap a lassie around? You got something else coming?
And so...
You hate to see it. Oh, you hate to see it.
So he just beats the shit out of her every day for 2 years.
Whale tails fucking go hard. Alright, let's get past this story beat. I keep holding this up. This is my fault now. Because of my outright bigotry against the Irish. Go ahead, please. I'm done with this deep hole here. We're losing people.
The Irish.
Yeah, the Irish.
But we're getting the English instead.
Oh no! I done fucked up. And it's too far in to take it back. This will either skyrocket our ratings or we're just in the ground from here on out. There's no recovering. That's the two options. because of what I've been doing these last few episodes.
You're on a streak. You're on a fucking streak, man.
I got money signs, money symbols in my eyes from seeing those stats, and it kind of changed my outlook on everything, and now I'm just like, yeah.
Let's lean into it hard.
Oh. Oh, who isn't down for a little bit of physical abuse? Oh, certainly.
Okay, fucking stop.
Certainly me, Conor McGregor, I'm ready to go.
Conor McGregor's
great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, it's in the blood. It's bred deep inside me. I cannot stop.
Okay.
I can't. Okay. And get starting to go Scottish. Then I'll start a war.
Oh my god.
Then I'll start a war.
Oh, that's for later. There's some Scots later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need to go. We need to continue on.
Okay, so
I definitely want to do the Scottish part.
So she trains this bird and takes care of it and attaches a letter to its leg and sends it off to her brother, Bram the King.
Solid.
Oh, I haven't mentioned. Bram's as big as a mountain.
Literally?
Literally as big as a mountain.
Okay, that's a pretty
He walks across the Irish Channel and...
And just one
yeah, when he gets the letter, he's like, I'm gonna go fuck him up. So he wades through the Irish Channel and his Welsh ships follow behind him. And it looks like a forest and a mountain is approaching Ireland as he makes ground and starts murdering everybody.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, he just starts butchering Irish.
Did the Welsh have something against the Irish?
Oh, and the 12 saints show up.
Wait a minute.
The 12 saints of Ireland show up and they give him, like, food and money. And they're like, welcome to Ireland. Help us kill these fucking Irish.
What the actual fuck?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So wait, do the Welsh and the Irish have beef?
I think so.
I didn't. What the fuck is this?
Oh yeah.
Why are they so racist against the Irish?
Because they beat the Welsh princess.
I had no idea. I am so
according
ignorant.
According to the Welsh side of the story. But then again, the Welsh were the ones that cut the horse's mouth.
What the fuck?
It's a lot, man.
Dude, whale tails. Whale tails, my guy. This is crazy.
Oh, you good? Everything is good. Just a little bit of water on me. I got erupted and covered in bong water. It happens.
It does.
To the best of us. So Bram and the Saints of Ireland... start killing the Irish.
Yeah.
Because the Saints... As you do. You know there's 12 of them? There's 12 motherfucking Saints of Ireland. I just thought there was St. Patrick. Fuck, I was wrong.
And they all came to kill the Irish.
Yeah, they all came to help kill the fucking pagans.
Specifically the pagans. Yeah, that's an important... That's an important note to make, because it wasn't just like, let's go kill a bunch of Irish. It's kill the pagans to make room... for Catholic Irish.
And the kings that make room for Catholic kings.
Yeah, exactly. Mostly that, so that then the people can be all Catholic.
Yeah, Catholics.
As far as the eye can see.
Because the kings and shit in Wales were always baptizing people.
You know, there was a short... See, the thing is, what people don't know, what is not usually told in the history books, is that there was, at this time in history, a massive shortage of altar boys.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to fucking expand...
To pull in more.
Yeah, they needed...
They needed new altar boys.
They needed those altar boys.
That's what you're getting at, right?
Yeah. You're picking up what I'm putting down here.
Yeah. You're not saying it, but I'll say it for you.
Yeah, the priest.
If we're offending everybody, let's offend the Catholics, too.
Oh, I am so down to offend some Catholics. Yeah, no, they needed some new, cute, little Irish, red-headed Catholic...
Altar boys.
And so the priest did.
Yeah. So he comes and he kills a bunch of Irish and he kills the King of Ireland. And then one of those Irish bastards, they make a counterattack and they kill a bunch of the Welsh and they kill Bram with a poison-tipped spear. Those fuckers. How dare they, right? Ireland the Greater.
Wales,
they called themselves Ireland the Greater. They didn't say it was Lesser Ireland, but it was definitely indicated that being on Ireland was less than being on Ireland the Greater.
It's just so great over here, guys. You wouldn't know because you're in the other... The
worst Ireland.
You're on this.
That's okay. Fucked up.
This is all fucked up. Not one single part of this episode has not been fucked up.
I love it. I love this book.
It sounds awesome. Oh, my God. In a very macabre kind of way.
You're going to read this after I'm done with it.
Any more whale's tales?
Yeah, here. I'll tell one more whale's tale.
One that allows me to do a Scottish accent?
So, let's talk about Carlock. So, Carlock was made from flowers.
Oh.
Yeah. And birthed life from his parents. And, so very, like, and then they baptized him.
Of course. As you do.
And his mom prophesied that, he wouldn't marry until he completed all these tasks for this giant king. So he goes to Arthur's court in the night, and he's like, "I'm here to see Arthur. Let me see Arthur. Look how beautiful I am." That
king
alone,
Arthur of Arthurian
legend. Yeah, King Arthur.
The Round Table.
Yep, and the knights and the company.
Okay.
He goes to London to do this, and Arthur. And the gatekeeper lets him in, and Arthur's like, okay.
Does anybody give him a bottle of water?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Good.
The first thing when he gets to the gate.
Fish and chips.
And some pepper chops. Spicy pepper chops.
As soon as they see him, they're like, oi!
You want some ale and pepper chops? We get the best pepper chops in all the aisles.
So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just to set the scene.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, no, I want to see Arthur. Let me in to see Arthur. And Arthur lets him
hurry
in.
Up.
And gives him pepper chops
before
anyway.
I catch the plague.
Yeah. He gives him pepper chops anyway. And he's like...
It's a tradition.
And he's like, Arthur, I need a favor. I need to borrow your whole company of fighting men. They don't call them knights. They're never called knights in this book. Also, Lancelot isn't in this. There's a bunch of other people. There's even a Scotsman.
Oh! Oh, I knew it!
He gets...
Or the...
Go ahead. He's specifically like...
Need more content.
He's like Gwelifeth the Scotsman. And like, he's specifically the Scotsman.
Oh!
Or from Scotland.
Traditionally... The Scotsman. Can't do a Scottish.
Come on, Scotsman.
Oh, I have to do it
from Samurai Jack.
Oh,
you can get it,
Fiona.
There we are.
I need me a woman.
No, Shrek. No.
And donkey, you got the right stuff.
Oh God. Okay, we're good. We're good. Anyway, so he's like Arthur. This king's giving me this list of things to do, and it's impossible for me to do, but your whole court can do it for me, so would you do it for me? I'm so beautiful, and I need this wife who's equally as beautiful. And Arthur's like, bet, I like doing things.
Yeah, that sounds like him. He did like doing things.
And then they start to do the things, and it's a long fucking list. It's 3 pages of tasks to do. I just started skimming through it. I was like, when does it end? When does it get back into the actual story? And the guy was like, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, don't worry, I got it. Don't worry, I got that. I can get that. Oh, yeah. You think that's impossible? And the king, and the giant king was like, oh, you got that? You think you have that? Well, you can't handle this. And he's like, I got it. And the king was like, motherfucker, you think you got this? But you don't. They also put spears into him at one point. He had already, like... This was after Arthur started helping him. He was like, I need help to do these things. Help me go get... And the knights all catch spears and throw it back for him. And fuck up this giant. Like they're all poison-tipped stone spears. And they're giant. And, like, he gets hit with 3 of them. One in the arm, one in the leg, one in the fucking eye.
Fuck, man.
They fuck him up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, here's these 15 impossible tasks. I think it's 50. It's 3 pages worth of... And then Arthur starts doing them for the guy. The dude is just sitting back and chilling as, like, Arthur's men start doing these tasks. And at one point, they start recruiting people first. That's the best thing Arthur's court is for, recruiting people.
Yeah.
And then they do one of the tasks, and one of Arthur's chief companions, his name is Kai, and he's like, Arthur, you're a fucking scumbag. And Arthur's like, fuck you, and then they stop talking. And then literally on the last task, which is getting this comb and shears and something else out of this pig's hair, 10 of his companions die. There's a list of 23, and 10 of them die.
Holy shit. That's a tough task.
He loses half of his court doing this for the guy, and then the guy just gets married and lives happily ever after, and Arthur's left with the consequences, and gets and gets literally nothing for it.
What the fuck? Welsh whale tails.
Whale tails. The tails from whales.
What if I called this one whale's tails, but it was like whale, like the animal whale?
Yeah.
Whale, like it has,
no.
Like the,
we already have a name for it.
What?
F in the chat for the horses.
Oh, yeah. F in chat for
the horses.
Horses.
We're sponsored by Welsh horses.
Lipless Welsh horses.
Cut-lipped Welsh horses. I'm sorry. Those are we're sponsored by Irish horses. They got their lips cut.
Nady-tady-tady.
Oh my god. On that note.